Well, I trust you are ready for Christmas lunch, that is. And it's not getting any easier, is it? What kind of turkey to get? Free range, hopefully, but just a crown or a whole turkey. And where from? It's not just a case of going to your local supermarket or butcher. You can order now directly from turkey farms in Norfolk, Pembrokeshire, Yorkshire, Cornwall, many other places, all competing for that all-important top spot of national turkey breeder. Stuffed? Well, yes, of course, but which kind of stuffing? And do you roast your potatoes in goose fat and semolina or not? For vegetarians and vegans, those questions are slightly different, of course. Do you serve a vegan roast joint, a vegan Wellington, or a vegan festive wreath? Decisions have to be made. And as if choosing food, decorations, and presents wasn't already enough, this month we also had to choose at the recent election. Of course, there was no pick and mix approach there, and so for many, voting represented a degree of compromise. Thank goodness that many of life's choices are more straightforward, simply an expression of our preferences and desires. Other decisions, however, are more complex and their outcome potentially far-reaching. They may well change the rest of our lives and those of others, perhaps even history itself. And those choices are much harder. Joseph was faced with such a dilemma. Of course, he cared for Mary. He was becoming very fond of her laugh and her looks. She was a good match, after all, a young woman from the tribe of Levi, he from the tribe of Judah. The preparations for the wedding were going well, and he was ready to start a family of his own. And now this. He hadn't thought Mary was like that, but better to know now. There was no way he could go through with the wedding. No need to accuse her publicly, of course. A simple letter of divorce before two witnesses would take care of the problem. People would forget and move on. In time, he would find someone else. Until, of course, he had that dream. More real than reality itself, yet altogether impossible, improbable. Was he simply reworking what Mary had told him already? No, the messenger had addressed him, Joseph, had given him specific instructions, repeating that the child had been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and that he is to save his people from their sins. But what about my reputation? Will business suffer when the news of Mary's pregnancy comes out? They'll of course assume it was me, and my reputation will be in shreds. And yet, what if it were all true? Then this baby needs protection. His protection. Joseph is told to take Mary as his wife, and he's also told to name the baby Jesus. Now, this is more than simply choosing a name for the baby, because the implications of the Jewish naming ceremony implies that Joseph at that point is legally adopting Jesus as his own. And with that, bestowing on him all the legal rights of a firstborn son. If you know the Gospel of Matthew a little bit, the passage just before the one we heard earlier, Matthew is establishing a bloodline from King David to Joseph. But now, if Joseph is not the father, where do we go from here? Only by adoption will Jesus become a true son of David, the title of the expected Messiah. Now, if you're a cynic, you may well think this is a convenient, contrived way of fulfilling a prophecy. Or is it rather a prophetic sign of what God was about to do for mankind? To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. God in Christ adopts us as his own. Now, it is difficult to imagine Christmas without a Charles Dickens novel or film adaptation. Many of his works include a theme of adoption, of an orphan child, at first unwanted, and then finding the protection and provision it needs and deserves through a benefactor or reunification with a relative. In Oliver Twist, it is Mr. Brownslow who rescues the boy from a life of crime and persists until he is eventually able to legally adopt him. Charles Dickens actually lived near a foundling hospital and was only too aware of the plight and poverty of abandoned and neglected children. Through his charitable work on their behalf, Dickens also understood that adoption was more than a simple case of charity and generosity. It was about sharing their very identity and life. And in so doing, the characters in his novels were themselves transformed. They found salvation by saving others. When the angel came and asked Joseph in a dream to adopt Jesus, Joseph understood the implications for himself and Mary. And Joseph chose to obey. Perhaps he had a lot of faith, or he was a decent man, or perhaps he simply recognized and trusted this higher divine authority when he encountered the angel in a dream. Last week, the successor to Archbishop John Zentami was announced, and when he retires in spring, the next Archbishop of York will be Stephen Cottrell, currently the Bishop of Chelmsford Diocese. A few years ago, he was asked by a journalist what God had been teaching him, and he simply said this: obedience. Obedience. He said, "When I became Bishop of Chelmsford, people would ask me, 'What's your vision?' I reply, 'I haven't got one,' which takes them by surprise because you're supposed to have a vision. But I know a man who does. I don't think it's my job to have the vision. That's God's department. We must discern what God's vision is for his church and his people. And we are called to be obedient to that." Amen.